League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by my co-host, Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, and by our special guest, who is David Buick, a senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, David?
Very well. Extremely well. Bemused, befuddled, but otherwise extremely well.
Is that because the FTSE's up 98.7 points today at 70.82?
Excuse me, on top of 82 yesterday. Extraordinary, isn't it? Well, we know that a lion's share of it is down to the fact that sterling's fallen out of bed-ish, not that far, 128.5 or whatever it is, and that 65% of earnings from FTSE 100 companies are dollar-related, there you have it. Also the fact that I think Brexit is out on the table now, whether you like the actual content of it, whether you think you're hard or soft or whatever else, it is out there for us all to see. Manufacturing data in the United Kingdom yesterday was quite good, but it's surely also the fact that there is no other asset class to go for. I mean, with interest rates where they are today, unlikely, though possible, 25 basis point hike in December for the Federal Reserve. Where else can we go?
But this is Deutsche Bank.
But this is great. This is great, you know, for Panmure Gordon. I mean, this is boom time, isn't it?
Should be. I mean, we've got actually a very nice order book for medium-sized and small companies going to the market, and also for raising capital. This is a good time for us. We're enjoying it. We had our moments, as everybody knows. But
so why don't you look happy?
Why don't I look miserable? Do I? Just back from holiday.
No, but it should be.
Alan's desperate to talk about Deutsche Bank. Should we move on?
Well, let's go on. Forget the good news.
Let's look at the bad news.
Yeah, exactly. Let's look at the bad.
We discussed this last week, you and I, in great depth. Nothing really changed, except it probably brought a wry Gioconda smile to both of our faces when it had a good sell-off on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. And then John Cryan, who I think is the pillar of financial society. I don't have any issue with him at all. I'm sure he's an absolutely solid as a rock, comes up and says, look, we've got loads of liquidity and not to worry about it and it's going to be fine. And, you know, everybody says, oh, well, you know. And then the rumour came out that the £14.5 billion fine imposed by the Department of Justice may actually only be about $6 to $8 billion, so who cares, a billion or two?
They want to get that settled before the election, don't they?
Well, he's on his way to the States now.
Yeah, yeah.
So the share rallied, had a 15% turnaround on Friday, and then was down 0.8% when Germany was shut yesterday. Then they made a little announcement, funny old thing, that they were employing some new investment bankers. And this morning when I left, it's probably more now, it was up 2%, you know, but it's still around €13. It's still 40% down on where it was a year ago, and it's still 70% down on where it was 18 months ago. And I have to say, from where I come, and I'm probably wrong, until Merkel or Wiedmann or somebody from the government says something, there'll always be that little bit of doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think something that Nicole Elliott was alluding to as well, and other people, that basically it's almost impossible that Deutsche Bank would be allowed to fail.
It won't.
No way.
No, it won't.
And whether they have to literally go in with, with credit cards and buying the shares, you know, physically themselves, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
It won't fail because it's probably bigger than the German economy. That's a slight exaggeration, but not a million miles away. And it won't fail, but it's not helpful having a bank of that size with that commitment around the world, where every single major bank in the world has got some commitment to it. With the share price sliding down the hill to a ludicrous level where I think I'm right in saying it might even be worth less in terms of share capital value than Royal Bank of Scotland. I haven't looked, but it's getting pretty close.
Mentioning Royal Bank of Scotland is not a
success. Well, I know exactly.
But like Royal Bank of Scotland, of course, they have a creaky infrastructure, an old IT platform, and 100,000 odd employees with branches. It's an old banking service that needs massively updating. So I think that's the core problem. They've got to restructure it. and quickly.
Oh, I think that's right.
I think the other problem, I mean, which doesn't go away, is the propensity or the addiction that these regulators have for fining banks. Why can't they just draw a line out under them? Because they're destroying. This is a very dangerous situation. They could destroy economies with this.
I think the fact is that I think that governments, regulators, central banks don't believe that the public's confidence in banks can be restored unless they've bent over, stuck their head under the desk and take the six of the best. And I think that is part and parcel of you have transgressed, you have behaved badly, have six of the best, and then we'll consider your situation on merit, on whether you are fully full of sorrow for what you've done.
Yeah, but when RBS gets a fine, I as a taxpayer, I'm paying that fine.
Well, I know you are, but yeah. What are you going to
do? Same with Deutsche Bank.
Zach, what are you going to do about the £4 billion lawsuit that's being brought by the old shareholders of the Royal Bank of Scotland? That's not going to go away. So you've constantly got that thing on top of your head, always pushing you down. And it's very, very counterproductive. I mean, tomorrow, it's a Mickey Mouse size. You've got Tesco. Tesco, you look to what Dave Lewis has done in the last couple of months. It's pretty good. The shares are up from, I think, 170p to 182p yesterday. I heard they were off this morning, but I can't remember. But that's like an 8.5% rally. So that's sales going to be all right. They're going to be better than we actually thought they were. All of a sudden, bingo, in comes a £326 million lawsuit because you over-exaggerated the profits.
Yep.
The company's got into
suing former directors.
Suing.
What about the auditors?
What? That's the start. You're right. That's the start. But what I'm trying to say is that it is now corporate law, and the corporate existence of people is 10 times harder than it was 25 years ago because of the way things have developed, because of technology, because of the size and nature size of the businesses. It's, you know, we're going to read about these every day of the week. Sorry.
Well, no, I blame the lawyers. So, that's
biggest industry in the world.
They've gone too big. They got too big for their boots.
Biggest industry in the world. Yeah, biggest industry in the world.
With Tesco, whether this will go back as far as Sir Terry Lee, of course, who's hitherto remained untarnished, but his predecessors or his successors.
Dear old Jack Coney turned his grave, wouldn't he? God, he wouldn't have any of it.
Yeah.
Bless his cotton socks. And I mean that genuinely as well. Yeah.
So, basically, we are optimistic. We're ring-fencing
the
banks.
You're optimistic.
Right.
I'm cautious.
Okay.
And I'm probably wrong.
The banks can't fail. They cannot fail.
The banks? No, no, I don't think they will. No.
Deutsche Bank won't fail. They'll find a way.
They'll find a way out of jail. There's no question of any doubt about it. But it would be so much easier. But the trouble is that Merkel needs to win the election, and that's next October, and saying that she's given a free ticket or a free ride to Deutsche Bank would not enhance her reputation amongst the voters. And she's caught between a rock and a hard place. And she's also got this massive immigration problem that I'm afraid if she's comfortable in her own mind that she doesn't have to say anything about Deutsche Bank, she won't.
David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, David. Pessimist personified, never mind.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.